Hello, this is Brenna with Sobrenity, and this is episode number 2. Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how I chose to celebrate 2 years in recovery and how I felt leading up into my second birthday, is what I like to call it. But before I get started, I want to talk to you about where I came from and my initial decision to break up with alcohol, the main reason I chose to change my life forever. As most of you know, I'm very open and honest about my depression and my anxiety, and that is the main reason I decided that the only way for me to be successful and to live a happy life was to get rid of the poison that I was consuming, and I did just that. But in order for me to make that decision, I think I needed to hit my rock bottom. And my rock bottom was getting in my car, reversing my car, and literally taking off with every intention to crash my car into a tree and end my life that way. And in those moments, I was literally like maybe a minute away from ending my life. And something inside me told me to turn around and go home. I did just that. And I was in and out of a blackout. So whether it was my subconscious or if it was something much greater, whatever it may be, that completely changed my life forever. It completely changed the lives of my loved ones, my friends and family. And, you know, I couldn't even imagine what life would be like if something would have happened that night. So I remember waking up the next day in my bed and I was like, holy crap, what just happened? What did I do? How am I still here? Why am I still here? And so I was very, very depressed that day. I had said a lot of hateful and hurtful things to friends the day prior, and I think I was just reflecting on that, and I think it was coming from a place of my own insecurity. And so I went to dinner to apologize to this guy I was seeing at the time, and I don't think our relationship had ever been the same. I check in with him. I messaged him the other day to let him know I celebrated 2 years, and he could not believe it. He was so happy. So that was exciting. But I remember sitting on the train Monday morning. The last night I drank was on Saturday night. But I remember sitting on the train Monday morning, and I was like, okay, if I'm really serious about breaking up with alcohol, what do I need to do? So I messaged the only person that I knew who had stopped drinking, who was sober, who had changed his life, and I was just begging for help. And if it weren't for him taking 5 or 10 minutes out of his day, I don't think I would be here today. And I just recently thanked him for that because he's completely changed my life, whether he knows it or not. I can't even express the amount of thanks and how grateful I am to this man. So yeah, I just want to be that person for others. So I think that's why I push, becoming sober, and I push, mental health far more than other people in this community. But I don't want this to be a sad story. I want this to be very happy, and I want you guys to know that, even out of the darkest moments comes light. And I know that's cliche, but it's so very true. So yeah, my decision to break up with alcohol has completely changed my life. I went to the doctor about 5 months after becoming sober for my depression. And if it weren't for me breaking up with alcohol, I don't think I would have ever done that. I don't think I would have ever gone to a counselor. I don't think I would have ever broken up with toxic relationships. So this whole decision to break up with alcohol and to completely change my life has literally changed every aspect of my life, and it is absolutely nuts to look back on. And this is only within 2 years, so my mental state is skyrocketing, and it is flourishing, and I'm so happy. There are days where I struggle. In fact, the days leading up to my second year in recovery were some of the hardest days that I had felt or had gone through in a while, because I felt every type of emotion you could possibly feel leading up until that day. So I celebrated 2 years on April 23rd, which was just a few days ago. And I felt scared, sad, lonely, happy, excited, frustrated. I was like, why am I feeling all of these emotions? But it was because I was feeling and just reminiscing on times that have changed my life for good. And it's like, what if I didn't make that decision to break up with alcohol that day? Would I be here? No, I don't think so. So it's just crazy to kind of look back. And I don't reminisce all that much, but I think it is important for growth and I think it's important for recovery to take time to remember who you were versus who you are now. And that was big for me in my recovery. And I know people who go through AA are probably told not to reminisce. I'm not entirely sure. So please correct me if I'm wrong. Or if you go through other meetings, I'm sure they say don't reflect on the past, because a lot of times that can stir the pot and that can cause people to fall off the rocker. But for me, it was necessary. And every emotion that I felt during this week was just a nice reminder of where I was and who I am now. I initially wanted to go get my nails done, to buy myself a big number 2 balloon and do a little photo shoot, buy myself flowers. But instead, I chose to go to my favorite burger place known as the Bad Apple here in Chicago. And I went with my roommate. It was a very simple, quiet, yet much needed night for me. So I was very, very thankful for that. I didn't go all out like I planned to. I think eventually in the future, I want to plan trips around that time, because celebrating 2 years in recovery is the biggest thing. I think it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. I think this is the biggest accomplishment I've ever been able to celebrate. Much greater than graduating college even. Like, this is huge. And so I understand that people aren't as excited or understanding about the situation. But for me, this is like my birthday. This is my recovery. Like, this is my rebirth. So I am so overjoyed with the fact that I am still here today, that I'm able to share my story with you all, and that I'm able to help guide others that are on this journey, and just hold their hand, because I know it's so important to just surround yourself with people who are supportive and loving and understanding. But I especially want to say thank you to those of you who've been following along for the past year, because I started Sobrinity, the Instagram account, I want to say in May of 2018. So it's almost coming up on a year. So thank you for those of you who followed along. And I feel that it's so important for me to start this podcast. I know it's kind of all over the place. I'm still figuring things out. But I will be working closely with a good friend of mine to bring more material, to bring more stories, and to just share our message with the world. So that's coming up. Stay tuned. But in the meantime, I just want to say thank you to those of you who reached out, who took the time out of your day to send me a text message, a message on Instagram, comment, share my story, because you impacted my day in such a great way, in such a positive way, and I'm so grateful for you. And because of you, I'm able to share my story and to get it out there and to help as many people as possible, because I don't want anyone to ever feel the way I felt. So it's so important to me. Sorry, I keep like rambling, but it's, I'm so excited for what's to come. I hope you all have a great Friday. I normally am going to push these out on Thursday, but it's been a crazy week with the move and planning and getting everything ready. But I just wanted to hop on here and say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You guys made me the happiest girl in the world. And because of you and because of your love and support, I was able to celebrate 2 years. And I can't wait for next year. I can't wait to hear about your recovery stories. And I can't wait to hear about what is to come for all of you. God bless you.